Hello and welcome to the July 2008 episode of the Harvard Medical Lab Cast, Science That's Changing Your World. This podcast is brought to you by Harvard Medical School's Office of Public Affairs in Boston. I'm David Cameron.
And I'm Alyssa Neller.
And this month we'll take a look at access to healthcare.
Ever wonder who gets the lion's share of free drug samples? One researcher investigates. Another team literally drives medical professionals to underserved communities.
Plus, researchers develop a computer language that gets into the mind of the cell.
But first, Judith Montminy spoke with HMS Associate Professor Stephanie Woolhandler at the Cambridge Health Alliance about access to free drug samples and her views on universal health care.
Dr. Woolhandler, I know that you were looking into free samples. What did your study find?
We did a study led by Dr. Sarah Catrona, who was a research fellow at the time, to look at who actually gets free samples. Are doctors getting free samples to poor people and uninsured people? And it turns out the exact opposite was the case. That is, the overwhelming majority of all free drug samples are given to affluent people and folks with insurance. Now, when we dug down a little deeper, this was primarily because free samples were being distributed in private doctors' offices, and private doctors' offices are places where more well-insured and affluent people are seen, whereas hospital outpatient departments and clinics see more low-income people and are less likely to give out free samples. So the overall effect of free drug sample distribution was not to make the healthcare system more equal, but to actually make it less equal.
So from your vantage point, what would make the healthcare system more equal?
We could make the health system more equal by doing what every other developed nation has done, which is to institute some form of nonprofit national health insurance. The key to getting national health insurance is that you can capture administrative savings. So simply by taking our administrative apparatus, shrinking it down to the size of Canada's, we would free up about $300 billion annually. Now, that would let us cover all 47 million uninsured people. It's also enough money to allow us to improve the coverage so that everyone could get needed medical care basically free at the time of use.
And I understand that you periodically make trips down to Capitol Hill?
I go to Capitol Hill frequently. I don't lobby, but when I'm invited to go, I'm happy to go. Most recently, last summer, I was on Capitol Hill for a special hearing at the House Veterans Affairs Committee based on some research we'd done here at Harvard showing that more than 12% of all non-elderly veterans in the United States are completely uninsured.
So the assumption that anyone who's been in the armed services, when they get out, they have health care for life, that's not true, is it?
No, that's absolutely false. In order to be eligible for VA care, you can either have a service-connected disability, which the VA will take care of, or you have to flunk a means test. That is, you have to be a low-income person, and then they'll let you into the VA. The majority of working veterans earn too much money to qualify for that means-tested VA care. Many of them would also earn too little money to be able to afford private health insurance. And it's that middle-income group that's frequently uninsured. And based on our study, our research, it's about 12%.
And does that parallel what's happening in the general population in this country?
Absolutely. The majority of uninsured people in the United States live in working families.
So until there's agreement in this country on how to tackle this big elephant of a problem, what do people who don't have health insurance do?
I have a couple of suggestions. One is to look to see if there are community clinics, neighborhood health centers in your area that offer reduced price services, reduced priced care. If people are veterans, they should check to see if they're eligible for Veterans Administration care. Many people may have checked once and found they weren't eligible, but if their income falls, they may become eligible. There is still free care available at hospitals in the state of Massachusetts. the institutions don't get paid very well for it, but many of them, such as Cambridge Hospital and I think some of the other Harvard teaching hospitals, do still have free care available if you absolutely can't afford the care.